This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
This next story is going to be in history books, namely the chapter about machines becoming alarmingly intelligent. A group of Google engineers tasked with looking for online fraud and other spammy things noticed something strange recently. Photos of cars for sale in China kept getting flagged as bad news, not by the humans, but by one of the algorithms that's part of the search engine. Russell Brandom wrote about this for the website The Verge. Russell, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
So there is a familiar scam in China that involves stealing cars. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so you would take a picture of a car that was just on a street that you sort of noticed was often parked in this particular area.
Uh-huh.
And then you would offer that car for sale somewhere. And so, you know, I'm looking not exactly on Craigslist, but on the Chinese equivalent of Craigslist, and I see this car for sale. I show up to buy it. So then once I'm there with my money in hand, they steal the car, drive it around, they say, oh, here it is. And then I hand over the money, and then I find out, oh, the car's stolen. And by that time, they're long gone.
But there's a sort of interesting digital wrinkle here, right? And it has to do with search engines and the way that they look at data and things like that?
The thing about it is they're posting these online. So a lot of the time it goes to online advertising exchanges like Google's AdWords or sort of a number of the other ones. So Google, when they're searching for fraud on AdWords, which they do, you know, a lot of it is kind of counterfeit handbags or something like that.
Uh-huh.
These messages kept being flagged and they said, oh, you know, there's something fishy about these car ads. It just looks like a used car ad, but it's behaving in this way that our algorithm has associated with criminal behavior.
It's almost as if the algorithm created by these engineers understands these red flags in its own way.
The really interesting thing to me was, you know, I talked to the people who, I guess they call them the, like, AdWords cops because they're looking for fraud on the network. And I said, oh, okay, so what was the thing that made this look suspicious? And they said, well, I couldn't even put it into words. It's all done with this enormous machine learning algorithm that just kind of looks at the data, and they know it's some combination that the computer's flagging is suspicious, but it's really difficult to put into words just because there's so many thousands of factors involved.
It almost sounds like its own sort of sentient entity.
Oh, yeah. Well, it certainly knows more than the people who created it. Like, that's the funny thing is, especially because these ads were made to look legitimate to a human being, right? Like these, you know, the criminals are smart and they know how to fool people, but they don't know how to fool this machine.
A really interesting story. Russell Brandom, reporter at The Verge, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.